The Roy Schmidt-Jace Bulger saga continues, Jack. Criminal allegations involve State Representative Roy Schmidt, who switched parties and conspired with House Speaker Jace Bulger in an alleged attempt to rig an election. A one-person grand jury is going to be looking into the case. Jack, what is going on here?
Well, there's no alleged about it, Christina. They did try to rig the election. That's pretty much been admitted. The question is, was there criminal activity? Both the Kent County prosecutor and the attorney general were critical, but they declined to bring charges. Democrats then went to the Ingham County courts on the ground the conspiracy might have been hatched in Lansing, where the legislature is. And so the judges voted to have a one-person grand jury and had a blind draw, pick somebody, and that's going to happen.
What's going to be the outcome, you think?
Well, the outcome is going to be a lot of egg on the faces of the Republicans, certainly. This can't be good. I'm going to talk about that some more at 1:30 today. The judge is a person who I used to know, has a reputation for being scrupulously fair. She will look into these charges and decide whether to bring indictments, but it's sort of a cloud over the Republicans' heads, certainly. Nobody knows how long this will take, and it's something, a distraction they'd rather not have now.
The Board of State Canvassers met this week to determine whether or not certain ballot initiatives should make it on the November ballot. And now it looks like the courts are going to get involved. Do we have any idea, as of now, what issues voters will see on the November ballot?
Well, no. There'll be somewhere between 1 and 6 or possibly 7. We do know, Christina, that the emergency manager law repeal, which is not a constitutional amendment, will be on the ballot. And the courts have ordered the casino issue on the ballot, although the canvassers haven't put them there yet. Long ago, when the world was new, the canvassers would simply certify whether they had enough signatures and put these things on the ballot. But now everything is litigation, everything is dragged through the courts, and the clock is running because they have to have the ballot pretty much done by Labor Day so it can be mailed out to troops serving in Afghanistan, that sort of thing. And so they're going to have to make decisions pretty quick, but we still don't know how many things will be on the ballot.
What's the likelihood of seeing all of these different proposals in November? And if so, what would that mean for Michigan?
Well, it's unlikely all of them will end up there. But if there's a whole bunch of them, it's going to be hard for the voters. I mean, if the voters take time realistically to consider all these things in the voting booth, it'll take a month to get the election over with. There's a psychological effect that when you have too many of these things, people just automatically all vote no, although sometimes voting no may be the opposite from what they're trying to achieve. What this is sort of a mess, and it sort of may bring more pressure on the state to maybe amend the Constitution to change the way in which these amendments can go on the ballot, Christina.
Meanwhile, the Republican National Convention is underway in Tampa. Governor Snyder, House Speaker Jace Bulger, and the Attorney General have all made appearances. What exactly does the Michigan delegation do while they're there?
Well, it's sort of like a high school reunion, Christina. They see their old friends who they haven't seen since the last convention. They eat. Some of them drink, sometimes too much. They slap each other in the back. They party. They cheer for their loyal and faithful candidates. And they just hang out and have a good time, largely.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.